Good evening, everybody. Last week we learned the Megillah Daf Chav Daled Omud Aleph till the second Mishnah on the Omud. And the Mishnah, we started the Mishnah. We had the previous Mishnah that you have to have a minyan for Kriyas HaTorah and Korim HaTorah Deimavtir Min Ravi Pachas Me'asorah. Why is it two separate things? So in Shulchan Aruch to explain why. If you had 10 people at the beginning of the Kriyas HaTorah, then in the middle, someone left, and you only have 9. So if his chilu, if you started with a minyan, you can finish. Same thing, Chazaras HaShatz. You started Chazaras HaShatz, the Chazan started the Chazaras HaShatz, and then someone left, so you can say the whole Chazaras HaShatz, with the Moedim de Rabbanon, with the Kedusha, with the Kaddish Tis Kabbal at the end. Rabbi Kivekev even says you can say twice Kaddish. That's questionable already. The Minya disappeared in the beginning. Before Kedusha, the Minya disappeared. You only had 9 people. So you can finish Chazaras HaShatz, okay? And then you're going to say one Kaddish, either you say the Kaddish after Tachnon, or you say the Kaddish after Avol Tzion. But Rabbi Kivega says you can even say both Kaddishim. That's a question, why? Once you say one Kaddish after the Chazaras HaShatz, that's finished already. That's a Chiddush. Rabbi Kivega quotes earlier, Poskim, he didn't say twice Kaddish. So let's say Kriyas HaTorah. So if you started on Shabbos morning, they started Kriyas HaTorah, they had a minyan. And then in the middle of the first Aliyah, somebody walked out, you only have 9 people. So you can give all the Aliyahs, And you can give all the 7 aliyahs, but you can't begin the maftir because maftir is considered a separate unit. But that's why the Mishnah has when you start the maftir, you have to have a minyan. It says enkor masor. How does the Mishnah say enkor mator pachas masor? A maftir menavi is a separate din. When you start the haftar, you have to have a minyan at the beginning, and even if the minyan disappears, you only have 9 people, you can finish the whole after. So one might have, and then the Mishnah says that a cotton, our Mishnah says, on Chav Daled Amud Aleph, the second Mishnah that we're up to says, a cotton can get mafter. That's interesting. There's a Ramban, I think the Ramban is in Erevin, but the Ramban says, Can a woman recite Kaddish? In order to recite Kaddish, you have to have a minyan. It's the Davish of Kedusha. So the Shaila is the one who's saying the Mazmin, the one who says the Kaddish. Everybody says Amen Yehoshmei Rabba, Amen after Leila Mekal Mechasa. So the Mazmin has to be in the same room where the minyan is. Say the chazan is going to be in one room and the tzibah is going to be in a different room. So that's not good. The chazan has to be part of the minyan, and in order to be part of the minyan, all the 10 people have to be in the same room. So a woman can never, they didn't even quote in Shulchan Aruch. There was, the Mishnah Berurah points out, there was an opinion in the Rishonim that just like there was a view that the Gemara said you can be mitzar one have it connected to a minyan, you have 9 Mishachrarim, and one Abaknaini, you have a minyan. So there was an opinion that one cotton also, one Abaknaini, the Gemara has, and one cotton, the Rishonim talk about it. Then there was one opinion, one Isha. The Shulchan Aruch didn't even quote that, but the Mishnah Berurah quotes it from the Mordechai. There was one opinion that one Isha could be mitztaref. But if you hold that even one Isha is not mitztaref, so then how can a woman say Kaddish? She's always saying Kaddish by definition without the benefit of the minyan. So the one who says the Kaddish has to be part of the minyan. That's what the Ramban assumes. So here the Mishnah says that a cotton can get maftir. So that's that's a Chiddush. There is such a tshuva in the Chasam Sofer. I think the Pesach tshuva, in the end of Yeriday, you have all Hilchos Avelah. So there's one whole siman, one siman that only has one sif. About the minhag to say Kaddish. The mocker is from the Zohar that someone had a chaloim, someone in the community passed away, And then one of the people who was alive had a dream that the one who passed away came to him in a dream, and he looked awful. His face was all jaundiced. So he said, "Why are you suffering in Olam HaEmes?" So he says, "Because he didn't do the mitzvahs properly. So what can we do to help you?" So they told him, if his children will say Kaddish, if the son says Kaddish, they'll be paid to their father from Gehenna for Shaita Upalga. That's the Shaila, what does it mean, Shaita Upalga? So many used to say an hour and a half, Shaita Upalga, an hour and a half. And there's another passage in the Zohar that Rishayim will go to Gehenna only suffer 12 hours a day. So if every time you say Kaddish, you pay to the father for an hour and a half in Gehenna, they should say eight times a day Kaddish. So eight times a day, times one and a half, is 12 hours. So that's why some had a practice that the Abelim have to see to it that they say Kaddish eight times a day to be paid to their father or their grandfather from Gehenna for the 12 hours a day that is possible to suffer in Gehenna. So on the bottom of the big page in Shulchan Aruch, they quote this, and Rav Chaim Volozhiner, I don't know, maybe it's Rav Chaim Vital, it says Reish Chez Vov. I don't know who, either Rav Chaim Volozhiner or Rav Chaim Vital, I'm not sure. So someone said that is that Shaita Upalka doesn't mean in this context an hour and a half. It means there's one chamber in Gehenna, that's called Shaita Upalka. But it's enough if you say Kaddish once a day. You don't have to say eight times. Some people are so obsessed with the say Kaddish, they have to say Kaddish many, many times every day. So they make fun of that in Shulchan Aruch. It's not right. It's like a Brach Hashem Tzvicha. It's not right to be Marbid B'Kaddish. We should minimize as much as possible. So this is a Shaila. So in that simon, in the end of Yeridim, when they talk about Shinayin Dalet, I think, when they talk about reciting Kaddish, so the Pesachei Tshuva quotes from the Chasam Sofer, that used to be Reformed Jews who weren't observant, they didn't believe in anything, but they would come to Shul to say Kaddish. So some people said, no, at least they're coming to Shul, at least they're saying Kaddish, at least they have that milah. So the Chasam Sofer said they don't even have that maila because they're apikurisim. And apikurus cannot be mitztarev to a minion. So by definition, since he's not part of the minion, say saying Kaddish without a minion. So that's an iser. To say a dovish bigdusha without a minion is improper. So that's the shaila women. Can a woman say Kaddish? Let's say that no sons and a daughter wants to say Kaddish. So the Pesachei Tshuva there in Shin Ayidale quotes the Chavis Yoyer, who says the Mikra, then a woman may recite Kaddish, but we don't allow it because the minig always was not so. So we don't want to violate the minig. That's what many poskim say that today. In recent years, since before the Second World War, minig was that women sometimes don't want to come to shul to say Kaddish. So you can't say that it's in violation of the minig. But the shaila is, what about this argument that the Chasam Sofer presented, that if the one saying Kaddish is a type of a person who can't be mitzvah to a minyan, then by definition he's always saying Kaddish without a minyan? Because the mezamen for the davar shebikdusha, that's a gemara in Erevin. The chazan, the shliach tzibur says, Baruch Hashem Hashem Avarach, and said the Kaddish Shimcha Ba'olam, has to be in the same room at the minyan, has to be part of the minyan. So if a woman is, even if you hold not like that Mordechai, that even one woman is not mitzvah to a minyan, so how can a woman say Kaddish? And the Chavis Yoyer is not worried about it. I don't know. The Chavis Yoyer says, Mikra, then a woman may say Kaddish. It's just that it's in violation of the minig. And today it's not in violation. But here I call upon him. Hey, the question is, one cotton. Can you be mitzarf one cotton to a minion? So that was we discussed it. The Taisus in Brochus quotes that there was a practice that if the cotton is holding on to a sefer Torah b'yodai, holding onto a chumash in his hand, so based on a pirk of the Rab Lezer that they had, that a cotton holding a sefer Torah, you can mitzarf one cotton to a minyan. Because here the Mishnah says the cotton can get mafter. The cotton can get mafter. And when you say mafter, you have to start off with a minyan. In the middle, once you started the Kriyas HaTorah, even if somebody leaves, only have nine people, you can finish all the seven aliyahs till the end of the Kriyas HaTorah. But then the Mishnah says, even though you started the Kriyas HaTorah, you had a minyan, but when you start Maftir, you have to have again a minyan. So the one who's going to say the Bracha on the Maftir, has to be one who's mitzarif to the minyan, because you need a minyan then. You have to start off with a minyan. So that the Kotman can get Maftir. However you understand it, the Kotman can get Maftir. And he's saying the brachas that's of the Ferish and Mishnah. A cotton, the Gemara said, Hakolola min yeshiva, filu isha, filu cotton. The Gemara said, a cotton can get an aliyah, but the Magen Avraham in Hilchas Shabbos, we have Hilchas Kriyas HaTorah twice in Orachayim. First you have it in Kuf Lamed Hei, in Shachris. After you finish Chazaras HaShatz, and then you say, Be'urachom HaShenim HaMishi, then you say Tachna, then you say Chatzi Kaddish, then you say Ve'imet Soharan. They got the Zefton Yelain Kriyas HaTorah. So there are a couple of simonim about Kriyas HaTorah. And then you have in Hilcha Shabbos, in the third chelik of the Mishnah Berurah, you have in Hilcha Shabbos, Reish Pei Beis, is one simon about Kriyas HaTorah on Shabbos, has a couple of details that were not discussed in Kuf Lamed Hei and this simonim there. So the Magen Avraham there in Hilcha Shabbos quotes two opinions of Rishonim, men HaKotzel HaKotzel, disagreeing with each other. When the Brisa said the Kotten, HaKololo Min Yeshiva Afilo Kotten, a Kotten can get one of the seven Aliyahs, so they raised an issue, but how can the Kotten Zalab Bar Chiyuva, how can it be Moitzi the Gedolim with the Kriyas HaTorah, Mishenim Uchli Bedover, and the Moitzi HaSarab Mimidei Chayvosam. So these are obscure Rishonim, this is not a Rashi Tesis or a Rambam, not from the famous Rishonim. So the Magen Avraham quotes one of Rishon who says the Kotman can only say the brachas on the Aliyah because the brachas belong to the Oyla Latera, but the laning you have to have a Godel lane to be Motzi Tzibra. The other opinion is just the opposite. The Hakolol Min Yashiva means the Kotman can be the Balkari, but he can't say the brachas because when you say the brachas, you're like the Chazan Ishul, you're like the Sher Tzibra, you're being Motzi the whole Tzibra. One who gets an Aliyah is supposed to say the brachas out loud enough that 10 people hear it. If he whispers the brachas, it's bracha lematola. He already said brachas hatar in the morning. Anyone who gets an aliyah on Shabbos, all the observant people already said brachas hatar before they started baruch shomer. Before they start, by the ekis they say brachas hatar after bracha mekadosh shimcha barabim before they're about to say korbanos. So they're going to say korbanos. They're going to say psukim. And they're going to say Ezel Mekoyman and Psukim about the Torahs. So because they're going to say Psukim, they're going to say Ezel Mekoyman, so that's Talmud Torah. So they say Brichas HaTorah there. Most other people say Brichas HaTorah before they start the Brichas HaShachar, not after Mekadosh Shimcha Barabim, before they start the Karbonis. But everybody said Brichas HaTorah. So if you get an Aliyah, you say again Brichas HaTorah only because you're getting the Aliyah now. So that's what you have to have 9 people listening to you. So you, the one who gets the Aliyah, with the other 9 people, you have a minyan. You have to say the Baruch is loud enough that a minyan of people hear. You count as one. You have to have another 9 people. Some people whisper the Baruchas when they get an Aliyah. So the Magen Avraham says, Shulchan Aruch says, it's a Baruch Levat Tolah. When you get an aliyah, the bracha has to be recited loud enough that everybody hears. I already said Brichas HaTorah. What am I saying a second time? Saying a second time because Kriyas HaTorah requires a bracha. So here are the two opinions. The Magen Avraham quotes men HaKotz al HaKotz. Well, it said in the Braise, HaKolol men Yashiva filu Kotten. So one opinion is that Kotten can lay, but he can't be Moitzeh Tzibu with the brachas. The other thing is the reverse. The Kotlin can say the brachas. The brachas are only for the Oyla LaTorah, but he can't be the Balkari to be Moitzi the others. The Pashtus is that he can get an Aliyah and he can say the brachas and he can lane also. That's Taisus. Taisus raises that issue. How can the Kotlin lane Kriyas HaTorah to be Moitzi the Tzibur? We have the Mishnah in Rosh Hashanah at the end of the third parak. Mishenim B'chui B'dover. And in Motzias HaRabim Medei Chavosim, if the best Baltakeya in the community is a Kotten before Bar Mitzvah, or a woman, or a Nochri, so they can't be the Baltakeya. You have to be Mechliya B'dover to be Motzi the other. So the Kotten is a trade the Rabbonim. Kriyas HaTorah is the Rabbonim. And the katan is only mechuyev mitam chinuch mid the rabbanon. So the katan is a trade the rabbanon. Everybody else is a chad the rabbanon. So his chiyuv is on a lower level than their chiyuv. The Tosi asks Takasha, how can the katan be the balkari to be mitzi everybody else? The Tosi gives a difficult answer. The Rav Soloveitchik said over a psak from his father. He told over the story that the balkari, the shamus in the shul, once asked, it sounded like it happened in Europe when his father was the rabbi. I'm not sure. That's what the story sounded like. That once the shamus asked the members of the board he'd like to have a raise in salary. So they discussed it and they voted against it. They voted it down, not going to give it. So the shamus investigated. He snooped around and he found out which member of the board was the one who voted against him, that he shouldn't get the increase in salary. So he said on Shabbos morning when he started telling Kriyas HaTorah, he has a mind to be mitzi everybody in the shul except for so-and-so, who is the one who saw to it that he didn't get the increase in salary. So the Balabos was a religious man, so he came and he asked Rav Moshe Soloveitchik, do I have to go to another shul to hear Kriyas HaTorah? Because the Balkari said he has a mind not to be mitzi me. He can't be mitzi someone else but Shemeh Kaina, and let's you have Kavanah Lahoitzi and Kavanah Lotzis. So Moshe Soloveitchik said that the fact that a katan can be the balkari, the pashtun says that a katan can get an aliyah, he can say the brachas and he can learn. There's no problem. How is he might see the others with the kriyas haterem? So Moshe Soloveitchik said the simple reading in the Mishnah, the katan can learn. And Tosfos asked the kasha, how come? Ayizayin b'chuy b'dover and emotzi asarat m'dechei v'osam. So Tosfos gives a difficult answer. So Moshe Soloveitchik thought that the answer was that by Kriyas HaTorah, it's not based on Shemei Kohena. If I say Kiddush, if I'm the Baal Tekeya, so the whole Tzibur is Yotzei based on Shemei Kohena. Since they're paying attention, and I'm a Chuyi B'dover, so I'm not saying that I'm Yidei Chayvosam. But by Kriyas HaTorah, it's not that everyone is Mechuyiv Talein. See, by Kiddush, each and every individual man and woman and child, everyone is Mechuyiv to say Kiddush. So instead of having 20 people say Kiddush, we have the grandfather says Kiddush, and everybody's Yotze with Shemei Kohena. So it's considered as if all the 20, all the 30 people said Kiddush. But by Kriyas HaTorah, we don't want everyone to lay in Kriyas HaTorah. We don't want to apply Shemei Kohena. One Balkar is laying, so it's considered, everyone's paying attention, is considered as if everybody lay in Kriyas HaTorah. No, we want to have Talmud Torah Barabim. So if a Kotan learns, if a Jewish person learns Torah, that's a mitzvah of Talmud Torah, even though he's not Mechuyev B'dovah. But it's a mitzvah of Talmud Torah. So whoever pays attention to what the Kriyas HaTorah is all about is participating on Talmud Torah Barabim. You don't have to be Mechuyev B'dovah. You only need Mechuyev B'dovah when everybody else is being Yotzeh is based on Shemei Kohena. So Shemei Kohena needs Kavanas HaMashmiah and Kavanas HaShemeh. But here it's not based on Shemei Kohena. We want that everyone should have Talmud Torah Barabim. So whoever pays attention, so the Rav gave the mashal, the one who sat right in front of him, Rav Soloveitchik liked him because he said, he gave this mashal in class. Said because that student's father, when Rav Moshe Soloveitchik passed away, so that student's father learned by Rav Moshe Soloveitchik, and then when Rav Moshe passed away, he was in Rav Soloveitchik's first class. Because the administration of the yeshiva invited Rav Soloveitchik to take over his father's class in the yeshiva. So he naturally liked that boy because his father was in the first class. But he didn't understand the shiur. So I have in mind, so he says, I have in mind to be mitzi, the one who sits right under my nose, because I liked his father, but he doesn't understand the shiur. Then the fellow in the back row, that was Shmuel Boylan, who was still a dean in Touro College, so he was very sharp. And he used to pester the Rav with all of his kashas from his me'iris and his Tosfei HaRosh. And the Rav used to get under the Rav's skin. And the Rav used to get annoyed from his kashas. He would always scream at him, will you stop bothering me with your me'iris and your Tosfei HaRosh? But he understood the shiur. So he said, when I give the shiur, I have a mind to be mitzi, the one in front of my nose, because I like him, I like his father. And I have a mind not to be mitzi, that guy in the back, because he always gets under my skin. But the guy in the back understands the shiur, and the one under his nose doesn't understand the shiur. So he said, it doesn't matter whom you have in mind to be mitzi. Whoever pays attention and understands the Shira is Yotze Tamei Torah. Whoever doesn't understand, doesn't pay attention, he does, but he doesn't understand. Not Yotze Tamei Torah. So he said the same over here. By Kriyas HaTorah in Shul. It's not that, it's not based on, everyone is Yotze in Shul. It's not based on Shema Kaina that we consider it as if all 100 people in the Shul learn Kriyas HaTorah. We don't want all 100 people to learn. We want all 100 people should participate together in Tamei Torah by Rabbim. So that so you don't have to be mechuyev b'davar for that. The kotel, let's say, a kotel learns that he's making a siyum masechta. Good. So it's a suras mitzvah. It's a simcha. A kotel learns his Talmud Torah. Why not? Is Talmud Torah like a girl? Is Jewish? Is Talmud Torah? That's what Rav Moshe Halevitchik said. Why can a kotel be the balkari? I ain't mechuyev b'davar. So he said, being moitzed at tzibur with the kriyas haTorah is not based on shemek aina. It's based on everyone participating in the Talmud Torah, the Rabbim. So you don't have to be mechuyev b'davar for that. Yeah, but interesting. The Mishnah says that the Kotan can say the Maftir, even though you need to start the Maftir, you need a minion. The Kotan's, perhaps, the Kotan counts as one of the members of the minion, at least for the Haftar. So today, it's a common practice. A lot of people always want to get maftir in shul. So everybody should hear their beautiful voice, the way they say the trup, and they say it slowly. I remember there was once on Shavuos, the yeshiva had rented a hotel for Shavuos, and they had a very nice crowd of people came. So they auctioned off the haftarah. So one person bought the haftarah, and he was saying it so slowly, it was going to take forever. And he got, so they were trying to hasten it up a little bit. Shouldn't take forever. So he was upset. He paid money. He wanted everybody to listen to him. Go slowly, take an hour on the Haftarah alone. That's not right. So today, it's a very common practice that people will pay a fortune of money to get maftir. It's considered very bekavadik aliyah. Everybody has to listen to you. In the days of the Tanoim, I was considered a bizoyim for some reason or another. Maybe because they made a lot of mistakes. I don't know why. So the Mishnah has a takana, the rabbonim that they made. Mishnah says, Hamafta binavi, the gabbai stuck one of the people in the shul with the aliyah of Haftarah. And that's a big busha, a big bizoyim. So you have to give him, you have to appease the person by giving him another kibbutz. So this kibbutz is a shtikot bizarim. After Benavi, he should be Paris Halashma. Paris Halashma is the shliach tzibur to say Baruch Hu and to say Brichas Kriyashma out loud to, and a lot of Svardish shuls. One person says the Brichas Kriyashma out loud and everybody's yotze with Shemeh Kaina. They say word for word, everything out loud. And when it says Kadosh, 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 everybody says along. And then Shema Yisrael, we don't say Shema Kohen. Everybody says Shema Yisrael on their own, right? That was the Yerushalmi, that there are three cases where we don't permit Shema Kohen. The one was Kriya Shema Kabbalah Samach Shemaim. More correct is that everyone should be Mekabbalah Malach Shemaim on their own, shouldn't be Yotzeh B'Shema Kohen. And Tfilah B'Lach HaShemayin Esrei, you have Bakoshes Tzorochim. It's not right to rely on someone else. You have a Tzoroch. You need a refu, you need a panasi, you need a shidduch for your children. So you should ask the Rebbeinu Shlomo, you shouldn't just rely on Shemaya Kohen. And then the third is eating. When it comes to eating food, you didn't ask the other fellow to eat an extra sandwich. You wait to sandwich yourself. So more correct is you should say your own brocha before Hamoitzi, and you say your own brocha after Brichas Hamoitzi. You shouldn't rely on Shemaya Kohen. We do it all the time. One person says Hamoitzi on Shabbos and Yom Tov. It's very common. One person says Amotz, and everybody says Amen, and they're all Yotzeh with his. In the days of the Gemara, they bench Mezumah, and one person would say the bench, and the others would just say Amen. So that's why Rav Soloveitchik gave the big shear, that when you say Hamotzi for a whole group of people, when you bench Mezumah for a whole group of people, it's not based on Shema Kohen. The whole Chabura only offered one, only is Mechuyev to offer one Hamotzi. The whole Chabura is eating together, so the whole Chabura is only... The whole chabur is only obligated to offer one hamotzi, and the whole chabur is only obligated to offer one brichas hamozim b'chabur. You can't call it the tzibur, brichas hamozim b'tzibur. Usually tzibur means 10 people. That was the way she called the brichas hamozim b'chabura. If you have 10 people, Taki, you have a tzibur. Okay, you say lekeinu. But if you only have 3 people, the bench mezumim, it's also different than Berchus Hamosa Bechabur. We spoke about it a lot. So that's Paris Halashma by the Svardish Miyanim. That's what they do. The Chazan gets up, he says Baruch Hu, and then he says all the Birchas Kriyashma out loud, word for word. No one else says it. They just say Amen at the end. The Yotzi with the Tefillah of the Chazan. The Yotzi with Shemei HaKoinim. But when it comes to Kriyashma, they all say along with the Chazan, because that's the Yerushalmi, that you don't say Shemei HaKoinim by Kriyashma. Everybody should say on his own. So the Mafta Ben Avi, the Gabbai, sticks me with Haftarah, and that's a Bizoyan. So to appease me, they made a Takana, who Paris HaLashma, I should get a nice kibbut, I should be the Shliach Tzibur for the Birchas Kriyashma, who I will have Ne'ateva, I should be the Baal Tefillah for Chazoras HaShatz, who knows he has Kappa, if I'm a Kohen, I should Duchen. So that's what we spoke about last week. What do you mean if I'm a Kohen? All the Kohanim have to go Duchen. Only the one who got stuck, the Gabbai stuck me with Maftir and I'm a Kohen, so then to appease me, they should let me Duchen. All the Kohanim have to Duchen. What do you mean the Kohen who happened to have been stuck with the Haftarah? So that's what Reb Shlomo Vilna was, the younger brother. Reb Tzal Vilna was the older brother. They're both Tayonim and Vilna, the late 1800s, when the Vilna Shas was being printed. So Reb Tzal Vilna put out in his first Sefer, that was called Reshes Bikurim. He thought it's going to be the first Sefer of several other Svarim. That's all we have from him. We have his Aoris on the back of the Vilna Shas. We have the Aoris from Reb Tzal Vilna, but not too much. But the little Sefer that he put out, tiny little Sefer, is called Reshes Bikurim. So he has this suggestion. He went to Trieste, Italy, and then because he was such a famous Talmid Chacham, so they said, you got to be mechaber him, he should say the duchening. So what do you mean? Everybody, all the Kohanim said the duchening. So he said, no, by them the minig is, the most choshev a kohen, the biggest Talmid Chacham, says, Yirech Hashem Yishmerecha. All the other Kohanim just stand there with their hands stretched out, and they don't say anything. They yod say, Birchas Kohanim with Shemei HaKohanim. So he said, where did they get such a wild idea? So he realized that's pshat in the Mishnah. I'm after Ben Avi, so it's a Bizoyan, so you have to appease him. So if he's a Kohen, you should have him be the one to say Yerech Hashem, Yerech Yoyer Yisra, the 3 Pesukim, to be Moitzu all the other Kohanim. He says, he never realized, he never knew pshat in that line in the Mishnah. What do you mean? Who Purim says Kapov? Who knows says Kapov? All the Kohanim have to say Duchen. So you see from the Mishnah, there used to be Mechabed one Kohen, to be Moitzu all the others, but Shemei Kohanim. That's what the Beis HaLevi writes, and he thinks that it's not correct. Beis HaLevi says, a new Sefer just came out. He doesn't want to embarrass the author, so he doesn't say the name of the Sefer. But that's what he's referring to, the Vilna Dayan, Reb Tzal Vilna's little Sefer, Reshes Bikurim. It's a tiny little, like a pocket-sized Sefer, a little Sefer. And he says, it says there that you say, Shamei HaKohanim, by Duchening. So he disagrees, says, because Duchening has to be B'kol Rom. So the one who's just standing there doesn't say anything. It's less than Balachash. Not only is it not Bikol Ram, you have to say Yerech Hashem Yishmerech loud enough that everybody should hear. All the people in the shul should hear. The Itain is that how can you be Yotze with Shemei HaKohanim? But we don't know any other pshat in the Mishnah. What does it mean? Who Paris says Kapo? Who knows he has Kapo? Yeah. So that's how the Mishnah starts off. That's a Takonis Chachomim. That if the Gabbai stuck someone with the he should say Maftir, that was a shtickel of Bizoyan, he should appease him by, if he's a Kohen, he should lead the others and say, Yerech Hashem Yishmerecha, and he should be the Baal Tefillah, the Shliach Tzibur for Brichas Kriyashma, Poros HaLashma, and be the Baal Tefillah, be the Shliach Tzibur for the Chazoras HaShatz. What happens if he's a Kohen, Vim HaYokotten, and the Gabbai stuck a child before Bar Mitzvah, with Maftir, Mishnah seems that there's no problem over here. How can you give a Kotna Maftir? You have to start off with a minion. So it sounds like he's mitzaref to the minion. Otherwise, he's saying the Haftarah without a benefit of a minion. You need a minion for Haftarah. So it says, so if the kid is a Kotna, and the Kotna can't be the Shliach Tzibur for Chazoras HaShatz, of a bracha can't be paras halashma. So he's not going to get the takana that you have to pay him off with some recovered dikaliyah. But then it says, Imoya cotton, and if the one who got stuck with the maftis before the bar mitzvah can't be the shlech zima, avivarabo even mal yaddo, that then his father or his rebbe should be the bal tefila to damachazor sashatz and to say brichas kriyashma, and to say the duchanim first also. Fine. So it says cotton kari batera, the cotton can get an aliyah, that's not a problem, okay. Umitargim, he can be the miturgaman. It's also not a problem. However, avol and the paras halashma v'rebe lefnei ateva, because paras halashma is going to say baruchu. That's a dovish b'kedusha. So you have to have a minion for that, and you have to have the shlech tzibah. Should be a gadol. Should be after bar mitzvah. The same thing. And v'rebe lefnei ateva, he can't be the bal tefila for chazaras hashas and nasez kapo. Right. So here Tosus has a famous discussion, and the Tosus Teretz is quoted Lalocha and Shulchan Aruch. Our Mishnah seems to say that a cotton cannot duchen. A cotton before bar mitzvah, and a noisei is kapov. Does it really say that? The way Rabbi Shlomo Levilna said it doesn't really say that in the Mishnah. It says the one who got stuck with the bizoyan of getting haftarah probably going to make a lot of mistakes in haftarah, because they didn't have printed the chumashim; they had a cloth, and not everybody knew chumash. A lot of people know, but the neviim they didn't know. Probably going to make it's going to be embarrassment. Going to make a lot of mistakes. They're going to correct them. Every other pasuk, they're going to correct the mistakes. So whoever was chosen by the gabbai to say the Haftarah, so he should serve as the Shlech Tzibah for Chazara Sashatz and for Paris Alashma, and he should be, if he's a Kohen, he should be lead the other Kohen, the Reb Shlomo Levilna said, he should be the one to say Yivarechecha Yoyer Yisa, the three Psukim, to be Motzi all the other Kohanim with Shemei Kohen. So it says, but if the one who got stuck with the Maftir is a Kohen before Bar Mitzvah, so he can't do these three things. He can't do these three things. But it doesn't say he doesn't duchen. He shouldn't say the duchening to the mitzvah of the adults, because the adults are mechuyev to say duchening on their own. Menator, the katan is only mechuyev to duchen with the rabbanon. So he's not mechuyev b'dovre, and emotzi aserab, and dechei vosam. The way Rabbi Shlomo Levilna said, it never says in the Mishnah that a katan never duchens. And Nosi as Kappa means he doesn't say the duchening to be mitzvah to all the other Kohanim, the meaning that he saw in Trieste. He said that's what the Mishnah is alluding to. But Tosa didn't read it like that. Tosa understood a cotton doesn't duchen, period. So Tosa has a kasha that two other Gemaras that contradict it in both directions. There's one Gemara that says he can't duchen until you're already 18 years old and as small as a konai. Till you have not just a little bit of a beard sprouting, you have a full beard already growing. The smallest kind, I think they say, is around age 18. So there it says, even if you are bar mitzvah, you can't duchen. Till you reach, the smallest kind, 18. Then there's another Gemara, cotton hayadel lisas kapov, a cotton before bar mitzvah. This quotes it from Sukkah Daf Mem Beis. Cotton hayadel lisas kapov, chokon lo truma bebeis hagorin. When the farmer is mafresh truma samaisa, so he has a tovus hanot to give to whomever he wants. He can give the truma to whichever coin he wants, but he has to be careful to give it to a coin who's not going to be metame it. He's going to eat it properly and fulfill the mitzvah properly. So can you give truma to a coin cotton, a little kid before bar mitzvah? He's reliable. He knows that he has to go to mikveh and he can't eat. Can eat the truma if he's only a tful yom? He has to wait till Har Shemesh, the first Mishnah in Brachas. He has to wait to eat the truma till Har Shemesh. Is a different age katanim? If the kid is a day before his bar mitzvah, he's going to be an intelligent kid. He's going to know a lot of dinim. If he's going to be a katan 8 years old or 7 years old, he may not know. So the Gemara has a brisa Kata Deli says Kapo of the Kotten, who knows how to duchen, so he's already a shtickel mature. So Chokal Aguma, Chokal Trumba be Beis Agoris. You can trust him, because he's already more mature than other children. So it's a three different sources. Each source says something else. Our Mishnah Tosfos read, and then it says Kapo of Tana before Bar Mitzvah, don't duchen at all. The Gemara in Sukkah says that sometimes the Kotten, Deli says Kapo, he knows how to duchen. And then the third, so Kotten can do it. Then the third Gemara talks about in Chulin Chav Dalet that even after Bar Mitzvah, you also don't do it until the small is according until the 18th, there are three different ages. So the answer that Tosfos gives is quoted La Halacha in Shulchan Aruch. A Kotten cannot do it on his own. That's not covered at Tzibah. A little Kotten before Bar Mitzvah is going to do it. So you might tell the Tzibah that's not right. But if you have adults who are duchening, and then you're going to have ketanim together with the kohanim, gedolim, and ketanim. Some of them are above past bar mitzvah, some are going to be younger than bar mitzvah. So together with gedolim, you may allow ketanim to duchen. However, this is only going to duchen once in a while, but the duchen bikvias, let's say bisman ha-gimara, the practice was they would duchen once a day, every single day. On Shabbos and Yom Tov, they would duchen by shachris and by musaf. We don't duchen by mincha because b'chosh is for shikras. Because you're allowed to eat before musaf, but you're not allowed to have a whole meal. So that's why you're not to duchen by musaf. We're not afraid that maybe he's drunk, maybe shosar revius yayin, and he's not allowed to duchen. A shikr is not allowed to do avodah. Yam shechem al teish b'beachem alo amoyed. If a kohen was shosar revius yayin, he's not allowed to be makor karbonis. So the Gemara says, even though a Balmum is not allowed to be Makub Kabbanis, but he made Duchen, Balmum made Duchen. Mishnah says, if a coin has Mumi, the pun of Yodav Eberaglav, that's the next Mishnah, then you don't let him Duchen because it'll draw attention. The people will be staring at his Mum, and that's not right, because they'll look at his hands, and that's not proper to look at the coin's hands. When he's duchening. So, but min haTorah, kohen who's a bal mum may duchen. It's just a gzera de rabbanan. If he has mum, it's b'pana b'yodav raglav. We're afraid that it'll draw the people will be curious to see what he looks like. I mentioned that there was a kohen in my father's shul who was learning in Chevron Yeshiva in 1929 when they had the riots there. So most of the boys were not there when they had the riots on Erev Shabbos because they went to Petach Tikva to Neifru for Shabbos. But a few boys who were there were killed by the rioters. And there were four boys who were graduates of Yeshiva College who were killed in the riots there. And they always had a plaque in their memory in the faculty lounge on the fifth floor in First Hall for many years. I think they probably still have it there, but the room is always locked. I never saw it. So so the din is that a balmum, so that this kohen in my father's shul, they cut off his ear. He could hear, but the ear was missing. So people always were staring, they would always see. So if he's going to, today, it says in Shulchan Aruch, the whole din doesn't apply because the kohen covered the hands, he can't see. Even if you look, you can't see anything unless you crawl under the talus, and nobody's going to do that. So the whole din in the Mishnah doesn't apply to this manazeh. But the Mishnah used to have such a din. Koin sheyesh mamumet, but part of the other raglav, not allowed to duchem in the rabbonim. And atar is mukhayiv to duchem. Atar is mukhayiv to duchem. So a balmum is not allowed to be makru karbonis, but he is permitted to duchem. Shasar yayin is not allowed to be makru karbonis, and not allowed to need. How did the Chachamim figure out that difference between Balmum versus Shasar Revius? Balmum only passels you from Hakrovus Karbonis. Okay, Balmum is not allowed to be Makro Karbonis, but he is permitted to Duchen. Masheni Kain, Akoy and Shasar Revius is not allowed to Duchen either. So many Rishonim hold that it's only made the Rabbonim. And Atarva, just like a Balmum can Duchen, Shasar Revius can also Duchen. Neither din applies. And some of the Rishonim hold that is the Raisa, because the Gemara has a whole drasha, a whole explanation how they learned it out. So most hold that it's only an Asmachta with the Rabbonim. The Menatar, just like a Kohen Balmum, is permitted to Duchen, so Kan Shasar Revi is also permitted to Duchen. It's only a chumra with the rabbanan. A minority opinion holds that the chilek between the drashif and the psukim, the distinguish between balmum and shasa revius, is a real drashik more deraisa. That a shasa yain and not shasu yain and not la reduchan is a real din deraisa. Pashtun says only with the rabbanan. Yeah. So the Mishnah says, Amafta Benavi is going to feel hurt. He gave him a bizayin dik aliyah. Rashi writes, Ein kvodo, it's not lefi kvodo, because they probably made a lot of mistakes and after they had to correct them all. So they have to give him a bonus, so you let him, if he's a bar, if the best bar mitzvah, you let him be the shlech tzibur for Bichas Kriyashma and for Chazar Sashat, and if he's a king, let him, he might see the others with the Duchan, fine. So the Gemara wants to know, my timer, what's the reason for this takon? So there's a machlekes sachrein and machlekes amaroi, my time. A papa mamishum kovid, he gave him a bizoyin diki aliyah, the haftarah, so you should give him a little kovid. Not because of COVID, he deserves a little COVID, but we're afraid it'll lead to machloikas. Why? Because the practice used to be that whoever davened for anama, they would pay them. That's what Rashi explains here. So I got the bizoyin dik aliyah, and the other guy gets paid for getting the bekovid dik aliyah. They should pay me for taking the bizoyin dik aliyah. But the one who takes the bekovid dik aliyah, why do they have to pay him? So the kohen may start picking a fight. The kid who was given the haftarah, the bizoyin dik aliyah, or the adult, whoever got the bizoyin dik aliyah, and the one who's going to daven for anomas was usually given a little salary. So he's gonna feel very mavuza. He's gonna pick a fight with the other one. He's getting paid to take a bekovid dik aliyah. And I took the bizoyin dik aliyah without getting paid. Well, the other version was not mishum machloikes, and so he'll pick a fight with the other one, but simply because kvoida. Marsha, is there a difference on loch alamaisa? What's the difference? Whether this is the reason or that's the reason? Why they made this takana de rabbanon that whoever got stuck, the gabbai stuck someone with haftarah, so you have to give him a kibud that he should be the shliach tzibur. What if the Baal Tefillah is not being salaried for davening for anam? Just they gave me maftir, which is designed the kaliyah, and then they gave you the kibbutz to be the shliach tzibur. So if it's mishum kvoidai, even though the other person is getting, who is given the kibbutz to be the shliach tzibur, is not going to cause friction with me. But it's a little bit not fair. They gave me a bizoyin dik aliyah. They should offset it with the kovid, with some kibbuk. They should be mechabin me. But if you say it's mishum de lalesi lintzui, your phrase is going to cause friction and machlokes, so that's only if they're going to salary the one who gets the kibbuk. They're going to pay some money to the one who is serving as the shlech tzibur for chazor sashas. But if they're not paying him, so then there isn't going to be any lalesi lintzui. That's how the Gemara suggests. Gemara asked the question, can't you tell from the Mishnah which is the correct reason, whether the first reason or the second? Shrek the Gemara, Tanan, it says in the Mishnah, if the one who got stuck, the Gabbai, stuck a kid before Bar Mitzvah with the Haftarah, so Obi Barabba Oivim Al Yodai. The bonus that you give usually to the one who got stuck with the Haftarah, that he should function as the Shlech Tzibur for Chazor Sashatz and for Bichas Kriyashma, goes to his father or his Rebbe. So the Gemara says, yeah, I'm a Bishlam Mishum in Tzuye. If you say, the reason for the takana that you have to give him a B'kavad Dagali is that you shouldn't have a fight between them. So the Gemara says, Kotten Bar Nitzuye, it doesn't make any sense. What, the kid has got to know to pick a fight? It doesn't make any sense. Don't you see that it's not because of Nitzuye? It's just because the takana applies even the one who got the maftir is a kotten. You see, it's not because of Nitzui. The kid is not going to pick a fight. See, that it's mishum kovet. That was the Gemara's proof. Ella, so the Gemara says, so what are you trying to prove? Elamai Mishum Kovid. So what do you think is the correct reason why they made this takana that whoever the gabbai stuck with the haftarah should be honored with the schus to be the shleach tzibur for chazar sajat? Elamai, what are you trying to prove? Mishum Kovid. So it also doesn't make any sense. Kotmar Kovid, little kids, Kovid is usually Yetzahara. When people get older, they enjoy Kovid a lot. Younger people don't know, doesn't mean too much, Kovid. The Gemara says, if it's Mishum Kovid, cotton by Kovid, or cotton doesn't ought to be Machman on Kovid, that's the Yetzahara for Kovid usually develops when people are older. Hell, the answer is, Iko Kovid, Kovid Rabbi. We're afraid that the kid was stuck with the Haftarah, he's going to be embarrassed. And he won't even realize that they really ought to appease him. They ought to give him a nice kovod. But his father or his rebbe will realize it. So there's an issue of kovod of his god rabbi. So Chanami, if he said Mishum and Tzuye, there's going to be a concern of Mitzuye, not for the kovod, not for the little kid. Little kid's before by Mitzuye, he's not going to pick a fight. Ella, the answer is Chanami, you can and Tzuye rabbi. The father of the child or the rebbe of the child may pick a fight. So you can't really tell from the Mishnah what the reason for the takana was. But there is such a takana. There is such a takana deragon. Then the Mishnah has pochech. Pochech means the guy's wearing shorts. Rashi and the Mishnah says, Rashi quotes Masech HaSofer. Pochech is kol shekrov nikor. His knees are uncovered. His knees are uncovered. He's wearing shorts. So that's not covered at Sibur. So he, how does the Mishnah say? Bochech Paris Alashma. He may be the Shliach Sibur to say Birchas Kriyashma to be Matzi everybody, Umitargim. Avlin Korabatam and Ivelef Neatavan and I says Kabbah. That's not right. A person who is wearing shorts should be the Balkari. That's not right. We would allow it. He should be the Miturgam, but he shouldn't be the Balkari. Okay. And then it says Kappa Vida. The Gemara has a Shaila. What about a cotton Pachech? Here. On the top line of Amabes. Pachech Paris Halashma. Boy Mene Ulamar Barab Meabaye. Cotton Pachech Maho Shiikro Batoiro. Maybe an adult who comes to shul in shorts. I remember many years ago, I was in two different yeshivas one summer. I was invited to give shiurim in Shalavim and in Kiryat Yavne. So I used to shuttle back and forth every day, one to the other. So we were there for Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur also. The Rosh Hashanah we were in Rosh Hashanah we were in kibbutz. We daven in Shalavim yeshiva. And they asked me to give a drasha on the second day of Rosh Hashanah to the Balabatim from Kibbutz Shalavim. So Shalavim is a Pele Aguda kibbutz. So they all came to shul to hear the drasha that I gave on the second day of Rosh Hashanah. In Yontif Dike suit, they didn't wear jackets, but they were all wearing trousers. And then that was on the second day of Rosh Hashanah. And then for Shabbos Shuvah, we were in Kiryat Yavne. So the Balabatim from the kibbutz, Yavne is a Mizrahi kibbutz. So some of the people came to the Shabbos Shuvah drosha in shorts. In the Pele Aguda shul, nobody came in shorts to the drosha. But in the Mizrahi shul, it's a different style. So the Gemara says over here, an adult should come to shul in shorts. We don't let him be the balkari. But maybe if it's child wearing shorts, maybe that's normal for a child. The poshiv shot, maybe that's normal. So Gemara has a shayla boy minay ula by rab me abai yes to shayla kot mechayach ma'ashi ikra batar. A child before bar mitzvah is not so unusual. So maybe that's a nice way to dress up with shorts. Yantav digger shorts. Ma'ashi ikra batar. Is it okay? Greg Gemara. Why, how come we don't have a shayla where the cotton is undressed is allowed to be the balkari? So the answer is, Oramai time alarm shim kovet tzibur. Choram shim kovet tzibur, we don't allow it. Even a cotton pachech, even though it's acceptable, but still, it's not right. The balkari she, to be the mature gemara is okay, hey, pachech. But to be the balkari, we don't allow it, not only by an adult, we don't allow it even by a child either. Okay. Shim kovet atari she, wear trousers. Yeah. What's the story with Suma?
So Tosfos, the Mishnah talks about the din of Suma. The Tosfos refers you to the discussion in Bava Kamma and Daf Pei Zayin.
The Gemara has two, the bottom Tosfos on Amud Aleph. The Bava Kamma in Perek Achovel, Achol B'chaver Peis Chamisha Dvarim, Nezik Tzar Ripli Shevis and Boishes. And Boishes is different from the other. Nezek, the din is Adamod Lyalam Bay Mishagik Bay Mesid Bay Mianis Bay Mirotzain. If you chayvel b'chaveroi, a shtikal oynis Bay Mianis Bay Mirotzain, you chayv Nezek. But the Chamisha Dvarim you're not chayv. In order to pay Boshes, you have to be niskaven levayish, or at least niskaven lachvol b'chaveroi. Otherwise, you don't pay Boshes. To pay Tsari Peshevis, you don't need niskaven lachvol. But you need a shtickle pshia. If there was no pshia at all, you only chayv nezik. That's the din. You only chayv nezik. So we consider boshes. Boshes you only pay if he then niskaven levayesh, or at least niskaven lachvol b'chaveira. So we assume that payment of boshes is an oynesh for the avera, that because he did it b'mezid. If he was niskaven lachvol or niskaven levayesh. That's why he pays. So there's one version there in Bava Kamma that Rabbi Yehuda, the Tana Rabbi Yehuda in the Mishnah says that Summa Shabiyesh is Chayev Nezik Tsar Ripui Shevis, but he's not Chayev Boshes. Boshes is an Oynish. That's why he only Chayev Boshes. He only deserves an Oynish if Niskaven Levayesh, or at least Niskaven Lachvol Bechaveira. So one version, the two versions of what Rabbi Yehuda said. One version is, Rabbi Yehuda holds that a Summa is not chayiv any onshin. So if he kills b'mezid, you don't give him the death penalty. If he eats chazer b'mezid, you don't give him malchus. And if he kills b'shogeg, he doesn't have to run away to the army plot. And if he's chayiv b'chaveroi, he's not chayiv to pay boshes. Sounds like the others, he does pay. He does pay, just boshes he doesn't pay. So Boshes and Malchus and Misa and Golus, all Onshim is partner from. That's one version, one Brisa. Rabbi Yehuda holds like that, the Rabbanan don't agree. Then the other Brisa has that since he's partner from paying Boshes, so he's partner from Mikol HaMitzvahs Kulam. Assume as partner Mikol HaMitzvahs. So there are two versions of what Rabbi Yehuda said. Two versions of what he said. Did he only say he's pater from onshim? Summa doesn't get any onshim? Or did he mean to say that Summa's pater mikol haterah kulo? Then Rabbi Kevega has a discussion in Yeridei in Hilchos Shchita, the Chiddush Rabbi Kevega on the bottom of the page. If you hold like this Shchita, if you hold, there's a machlekes and the Rishon, whether we pass on like Rabbi Yehuda. But they don't talk about this Rabbi, they taught the other version of Rabbi Yehuda. The other version of Rabbi Yehuda was, since the Summa is pater from Boishas, so he's pater from Kol HaMitzvahs Kulam. Remember the Rebbe pointed out, I'm pretty sure I had Rabbi Weiss in the second year high school, Rabbi Yosef Weiss. So he taught us Merubah and Achayvel in 1 year. So he said that you see from that Gemara, the second Brisa, that the whole Jewish religion starts off with Ben Adam L'Chaveroi. Because Rabbi Yehuda, since the Gemara learns that from a pasuk, since Rabbi Yehuda holds that a Summa is not chayv to pay Nezik, Tzari, Prishavis, Bosh, not chayv any of the Tashlumins at all, therefore he's potter from Kol HaMitzvahs Kulam. The Jewish religion begins with Ben Adam L'Chaveroi. Other religions only consist of Ben Adam L'Makom, they don't have any Ben Adam L'Chaveroi. The Gemara has such a comment in Kiddushin. They talk about the Aseret Sa'at. They talk about Kibbur Aviyeh. Rosh Devorcha Emes Elohim Kol Mishpat Tzidkecha.
Why is Rosh Devarcha Embes Velo Sof Devarcha? Only the beginning of the Aseres Adibrois. So the Gemara has a whole interpretation. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu was proclaiming the Aseres Adibrois, so he said, Anochi Hashem Elokecha. The whole world was shaking. The whole world was trembling. On the occasion of Maim HaSina, the birds were not chirping and the cows were not mooing. And it was quiet all over the world. Everything was trembling. And all the nations of the world were wondering what's happening. So the Gemara said, they asked Bilam HaRosha, what's happening? So he said, Hashem Ozli Amo Yitem, that HaKadosh Baruch is giving a new religion. So what's going to be a new religion? There were always holy wars. Every time there's a new religion, they kill everybody that doesn't subscribe to their religion. So he said, no, Shem Islam, giving a new religion, it's going to be a peaceful religion. So they asked him, what does it say in a new religion? So he says, Anochi Hashem Elokecha. Every religion starts like that. I'm the one and only God. Not allowed to worship any other religion. All revolving about God. So then it says, so the Gemara says, there never was, before the Jewish religion was publicized on the occasion of Maim HaSinai, there were other Avodah Zarah religions before then. The other Avodah Zarah religions were only Ben Olam Lamakim. They had no Ben Olam Lachaveris. This is a big Kiddush. That's what the Gemara interprets. Rosh Devarcha Emes means Misof Devarcha Nikash Rosh Devarcha Emes. When they got to the fifth of the Aseres Adibas, the fifth one was the first one, Anochi Hashem Elokecha, Le'yelecha. Then Le'sis Hashem Elokecha La'shav. All revolving about the Ribbono Shel'olam. Then it says Shabbos. We should observe Shabbos because reminisce about the fact that God created the whole world. And then he said, "Kabeir esadich ve'esimecha." So misoch dvarcha nika shirosh dvarcha emes. It wasn't just a God-centered religion, only about God. We have to be kofer the Baruch Hashem. It's a way of living. Everything, all of life, is covered with the Shulchan Aruch. You have a chayish mishpat. You have an amenaza for marriages. Whom you may marry, whom you may not marry, and what shibudim they have. What are the reciprocal shibudim that the husband and the wife have to each other, and so on. All the dinim, kol achaim kulam, not just ben adam lamakim, not just arachaim. You have chayshem mishpat also. So remember the Rabbi Weiss pointed out that brisa that says the two brises. The first brisa presents Rabbi Yehuda as only saying asuma is pater from onshim. He doesn't get malchus misa galus and he doesn't have to pay boshas. These are all onshim. But then the second brisa says. Since he's potter from paying all the chamisha dvarim, there's a tzarik, rishavis, and boshes. Not just boshes, he's potter from all the mitzvahs kulam. Because our religion has to begin with bin adam lachaveres. And then it goes out to include also bin adam lamokims. Whoever is potter from all the bin adam lachaveres is potter from bin adam lamokims. Interesting. So the second brisa of Rabbi Yehuda. Said Rabbi Yehuda holds, just like his potter from paying all tashlum and nezek tzarit b'shas b'shas, so to the sumas potter mikol ha-mitzvah. So Rabbi Geveger on Hilcha Shechita has the shaydle, anochri cannot shech. You have to be a bar zvicha. A woman is mechuyev in Shechita. A woman can shech the behema. So there's a discussion. There's a discussion whether suma may shech. So Rabbi Kevega has a discussion there. If you hold like Rabbi Yehuda that Suma is part of Mikol HaMitzvahs Kulam, and there's a Machlokes of Rishon de Magen Avraham in Hilchos Kriyashma, quotes the Machlokes of Rishon, do we paskin like this version of Rabbi Yehuda that is Suma is part of Mikol HaMitzvahs Kulam? The Rosh Hashanah hold we paskin like that Lalocha, that a blind person is part of Mikol HaMitzvahs. And a lot of people have in their family, they have an old grandfather who's 95 years old, and he's still able to recite Kiddush by heart. He can't see, he can barely walk. 95 years old, pretty old. So the blind grandfather, he says the Kiddush every Friday night to be mozi everybody in the family. That's a question if that's proper. If you hold like that, half of the, some of the, not half, there's a minority opinion in Rishon that we pass like Rabbi Yehuda. that a suma is part of mikol ha-mitzvah. So he can't be motzi the rabbim idechei basim. He can't be motzi as a rabbim unless he mechui b'dov. Shein b'chul b'dov ha-ein motzi as a rabbim idechei basim. So that's a shaila. Can he say the kiddush to be motzi the others? Even if you hold not so. And even if you hold all year long, not like that Rabbi Yehuda sheet, then we really don't paskan like Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Rishonim do not accept Rabbi Yehuda's opinion that as soon as potter we call our mitzvahs. And hold that as soon as chayvim mitzvahs. So the grandfather, 95 years old, okay, he lost his eyesight. It's okay. He can say kiddush to be mighty others. But on Pesach night, the Gemara says not so. Because on Pesach night, all the Tanoim agree. It's the Gemara in the end of our Pesachim. The Suma is Pata Milama Hagoda because he said, Babazela Sasham Lib Bitsais Mimitzayim. Babazela Amati Bashashay Shmatzamar Menachem Lufanacha. The word Zeh always has a connotation of Mara Be'etzba, something you can pick up and demonstrate with it. Like it says, Zeh Keli Vanvehu. On the occasion of Kriyas Yamsuf, Rosa Shivcha Laya Mashalua Yecheska Bambuzi Vimaisa Merkova. How do you know? Because they all said Zekelim Adel. That means that they saw some divine light, some heavenly light that represented the Shechina. That's called Gilu Shechina. That means something he be married the Etzbar. The Boshel doesn't have a body. How can you see him? So there's some kind of a Gilu Shechina, some kind of the heavenly divine light that they saw. So that's what they said on the occasion Zekelim Adel, on the occasion of Kriya Samson. And when we say, when we do the mitzvahs on Pesach night, we have Sipi Tzis Mitzrayim. He said, "Avzasa Shemli B'tzis Mitzrayim." But Vizela Amarti Ella, if there's something there that you can see and you can point to it, say, "This is the matzah, and this is the mar, and this is the Korban Pesach, and this is I'm telling the whole story of Tzis Mitzrayim." So it only applies if the person who's talking, one is telling over the story of Tzis Mitzrayim, is able to see. If he's blind, he can't say Babazel. So the Gemara says, even if you hold that a Suma is chayvin all the mitzvahs all year long, but a Pesach night Suma potem elo mehagoda. So if you have the 95-year-old grandfather who lost his eyesight, and he's going to be reciting the Kiddush to be mighty everybody else, so that's going to be a problem, because on Pesach night, the Gemara seems to imply that Kiddush is part of the Sifri Tzias Mitzrayim. So the one is a Suma. The Gemara seems to say because Baba Zayla Amar Tel Bashar that you can see it. So on Pesach night, the Suma for sure is part of Meilo Mar Kiddush. So you shouldn't be much of the others. After they should be Mechabed, the 95-year-old grandfather, he should say Kiddush. But to say that then someone younger should say Kiddush also to be much of the others. Maybe it'll be an insult if one of the older men will say Kiddush if they weren't Yotze with the grandfather. Maybe they were not Yotze because he's a Suma. So maybe you should have one of the younger people, but it should be someone past Bar Mitzvah. You should be able to be Mitzvah all the others with the Kiddush, since the Kiddush, the beginning of the Sefer Yetzias Mitzrayim. And then Suma's part of Milay Mahagoda. Yeah.
According to Rabbi Yehuda, why do you need a limud from Bnei Ruzeh?
That's a good question.
Right.
Why do you need Bavurzeh if
he's
partner
from all the mitzvahs in the Torah?
Probably don't need. I don't know. He holds that he's partner from all the mitzvahs. Rabbi Kaveh has a discussion. If you hold like that version of Rabbi Yehuda in the Magen Avraham and Hilchas Kriyashma quotes the Rasa Mishanim, minority group of Mishanim who paskin like Rabbi Yehuda, Sima Potter, we call that Torah Kula. Is only potter from Essen, or is he potter from Laban as well? Is it allowed to be Michal Shabbos? Can do all the Yisurim? That's very questionable. Here there's a Taisus, the bottom Taisus here discusses. The bottom Taisus on Chav Dalam and Aleph discusses. Women are potter from Mitzvah Seser Shazman Groma. They're not even Mechuyiv Midi Rabbanan. But Sheinikein Asuma, if you'll say assume, if you all like Rabbi Yehuda's opinion, that version in Bava Kamma Daf Pezayin that assume is potter from all the mitzvahs, that then midrabbanan he is chay. Why? So Tosis says why? Rabban shelo yehei kigoy. You shouldn't look like a goy. Lo yehei noyd bo das Yehudi klal. The leidami le nashim women are only part of his bangrama.
But all the other mitzvahs, they're amachoyiv. So they didn't feel compelled to be mechayiv the women as magrama, because they're mechayiv in other mitzvahs, so it's not a problem. But Asuma is potter from everything. Why is Asuma potter from everything? If you say, like Rabbi Kevega's suggestion, that the Asuma is only potter from mitzvahs haseh, but he's not potter from the mitzvahs loisaseh, he's not going to leave, not going to be like Shalari Hekigoy, not being like Das Yehudi Klal. No, he's going to be Musa, he's going to be Nizam and all allow him. So the way Tosis presents it, it sounds as if they hold that going to Rabbeinu Asuma potter mikolam mitzvahs, potter not only from Essen, potter from Lois Essen also, potter from everything. Then Rabbi Kevega raised the possibility, is he potter from Sheva mitzvahs b'nei Noach also? Not mistaber. But the Asuma is allowed to murder people. Very not mistaber. The Pashtus is that Mitzicha is common sense dictates that you don't need a tzibah yashar for that. That's an Eiv Menachai. He's allowed to eat Eiv Menachai. The Asuma is potter even from the Sheva mitzvahs b'nei Noach also. The question, how far you go with that? The Pashtus will be on pass like Rabbi Yudah. It says Asuma is potter mikol ha-mitzvahs. But there was a minority opinion of Rishonim, the Magen Avraham Kodin, the Hilchos Krishma, who did Paskin like that. So the Mishnah has a Machlekes HaTanoim. Stuma Paris HaLashma, the Budai Mekol Shalura Miras Miyom, the main Paris HaLashma. In the morning you say, Yatzirar Gari Choshech, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, there's one God of light and darkness, not two different gods. The Ovdei Zohar used to believe that there are different gods, one God in charge of this, one God in charge of that. We believe there's one God who's in charge of everything. So that's why we say, Bayom Balayla. You have to say, HaKadosh Baruch Hu makes nighttime, makes it daytime. HaKadosh Baruch Hu makes daytime, makes nighttime. That's the theme of Hashem Echad. That's always the theme of the first Baruch and Birchas Kriyat Shema. One God in control, full control of everything. So, so Rabbi Yudah says in the Mishnah, Asuma, who never koshal ro mi'oras mi'amav, he never was able to see, he was born blind, he doesn't have to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu, doesn't have to praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu over the fact that he created Yotza HaMa'iris, because he doesn't gain any benefit from the Ma'iris. So Tosis is bothered with the question, Rabbi Yudah is the one who holds that, according to the one version of Rabbi Yudah, that the Suma is part of Mikola Mitzvah's Kulam. So what's the Chiddush over here? That is not Mukhiyev to recite Yotza Ror Baruch Hoshech. He's not Mukhiyev to do any Mitzvahs at all. And he says, only Rabbi Yudah the Mishnah says, if he was always blind, what if he lost his eyesight in the middle of his life, but there was in the earlier years of his life, he did benefit from the Ma'iris. Then Rabbi Yudah would say, he does say, Yotza Ma'iris. Abba Rabbi Yudah holds a Silmas Patamikola Mitzvah's Kulam. That's Tyson's Kash. So Tyson comes up with an answer based on the Yerushalmi. Then when Rabbi Yudah says in the Mishnah, if he never was able to see in his whole lifetime, it doesn't mean that he's blind. He was born in the tunnels. They have 700 kilometers of tunnels that the Palestinians spent billions of dollars on. So they have captives in the tunnels. They were born in the tunnels and they never saw sunlight. They never experienced sunlight. They were brought up in the tunnels under the ground. That's what it goes on. It doesn't go on a person who's blind. Person who's blind is pata, according to Rabbi Yudah, one version of Rabbi Yudah, pata mikola mitzvahs. But over here, it's a different kind. It does mean a summa. He has eyesight, but he never gained any pleasure from the sunlight, from the ma'iris. So that's for Rabbi Yudah has a chiddush in the Mishnah that he doesn't say yotza ma'iris. And we don't paskin like him. Why? The Gemara says, but he didn't gain any benefit. So the Gemara says, Elim Shemano, Baha, Leisle Hanoa, Iran, Chav Dalana base. The fellow who never had any eyesight, so he never gained any benefit from the sun. For Rabbanon, why did the Chachamim disagree with Rabbi Yudah? He never gained any benefit from the sunlight, so why should he thank the Rabbanon? Everything Gemara,
He did have ano isle ano kid Rabbi Yossi Tanya. Rabbi Yossi says Kol Yamai, all of his life he was wondering. He was surprised about the pasuk in the Teichecha. In Kisov it says Vayisem Mashesh Batzaharayim at high noon, the people won't be able to see. So it'll be Mashesh Batzaharayim Kashem Mashesh Oifer for Afelo, like a blind man can't see when it's pitch black outside. The Gemara says if he's blind, what's the difference of Iver Bafela or Iver Ba'ira? An Iver, a blind man, doesn't see anything. It does make a difference whether it's Iver Bafela or Iver Batsoharayim. Kasha Yisim and Mashesh Batsoharayim, Kasha Yim Mashesh or Iver Bafela. Chima Ichbis Leili Iver Ben Afela Lo'ira. So Rabbi Yossi never understood what the Pasuk is saying. Ki Iver Mashesh Bafela. Iver even Ba'ira is Mashesh. He can't see anything. He's once walking at night, and he saw a blind man going, carrying a lantern in front of him. So he said, my dear friend, what do you gain by carrying the lantern? You can't see anything with the lantern or without the lantern. So why don't you just go with your seeing eye, with your cane, with your shtecken? What do you gain by carrying a lantern? So he said, no. When I carry a lantern, so other people will see me. And they'll see that I'm blind, I'm walking with a blind man's cane, and they'll help me out. But if I don't have a lantern, then the other people won't be able to see me, they won't be able to help me. So that's why the Chachamim disagree with Rabbi Yehuda. That even though the person never gained any benefit from daylight, he personally never gained any benefit from the daylight, but everybody else in the world gains benefit from the daylight. So it makes sense that even the Summa, or even the one who's brought up in the tunnels, in the subterranean tunnels, they should also praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu that Yotza HaMa'oros. Yeah. Then the Mishnah has the din that we spoke about. Koyin Sheesh Be'er Mumin Le'isas Kapov. He's mechuyev to duchen, even though he has mumen. But with the rabbanim, we're afraid if he's going to go duchen, the minig that the kohanim cover their hands when they duchen started during the lifetime of Rabbi Yosef and Karo, started in the 1500s in Eretz Yisrael, in Tzfat. That's where Rabbi Yosef and Karo first experienced it. So the Mishnah, the days of the Tanaim, the kohanim didn't cover over their heads; they didn't cover over their hands. Everyone could see their hands. But the practice was they were careful not to look at their hands because it's not proper. It's not their heretz. Because in the Migdash, the Shechina would be shor on their hands. Big Vulin, the Shechina was not shor on their hands. A lot of times because the kohanim cover over the hands so people don't see. The din is that the kohanim is supposed to hold their hands up at least shoulder height. A lot of times the kohanim hold their hands lower than the shoulder height. They go like this. They're supposed to hold. Some sites recommend they should hold their hands above their heads. The Kangol used to wear the tzitzis. The tzitz. He used to hold his hands higher. But Big Vulna, nobody. You're not mechuyev to hold your hands higher. But some achrayim recommend it. But at least it has to be keneged haksefayim. A lot of times kohanim they say the bracha shekedushan b'kedushas u'shalaron. And they're not yotze the duchenin because they don't hold their hands up high enough. The nesias kapayim is likuva by duchenin. If they don't hold their hands up, they're not yotze them. But the whole mitzvah, nesias kapayim means have to hold it at least to the shoulder height. A lot of times they shuckle back and forth. So when they shuckle forward, so then the hands are lower than shoulder height. When they shuckle back, then the hand becomes like equal to shoulder height. That's not proper. It should always at least be shoulder height, if not higher. It should be higher also. So they made a gzeirah derabbanan. We have yeshkach v'yad chachamim. The chachamim were authorized to make gzeiras. That's the concluding pasuk in Parsha Zachar Moshe. Shmatam es mishmarti. So the Gemara in Yevamos and Daf Chafalav learns that in that pasuk. Shmatam es mishmarti. Asumish Maris Lemishmati. That was one of the three mottos of the Anshe Knesset Agdoilah, quoted in the opening Mishnah in Pirkei Avos. Hey, Mom, Mishlosh Advarim. Anshe Knesset Agdoilah had three mottos that they guiding principles. One of them was Aseis Yog Latar.
The Torah instructs the Chachamim to make Zeris and Hachokas. If they allow people to carry the Karmelis, next thing you know, people will carry the Shusra. If you allow people to do Malach with the left hand, next thing you know, they do Malach with the right hand. If you allow people to eat chicken and milk, next thing they're going to eat flesh and milk. So they felt compelled to make a lot of Zeris to Rabbanon. Then not only did they have a right to make Exer the Rabbanon to be Machmer on something, they have a right to make Exer the Rabbanon to be Oiker a Mitzvah, Yimachuyib Menatorah to Duchen. They say, we don't allow you to Duchen. Where else do you have? Yimachuyib Menatorah to shake a lulav on the first day Sukkot. Well, if the first day Sukkot falls out on Shabbos, the Chum say, we don't permit you to fulfill a Mitzvah. Menatorah Yimachuyib to do the Mitzvah. But mid the Rabbanon, they say, Yeshkech Be'achachom L'akadom Menatorah. They have a right to make Exera, even though it's Akira's Bav Menatorah. They tell you to be Mavatla Mitzvah, B'shei Be'altasa. That's the Shaila. How did the Chacham know that they have authority to do that? Maybe they only have authority, Yishmatem is Mishmati, Asum Mishmeres, Le'mishmati, to make a Siyog and a Harchok and Exera. How do you know they have a right to make Exera to be Oikah Dov Menatorah? So that's what Rabbi Chana Vassaman suggests in his Kuntras Dibrei Seifim. Maybe that's the Pshat in the Pasuk. It says, so Rashi quotes from the Tanaim, the authority of the rabbis is binding, it sounds, even if they made a mistake. That sounds ridiculous. They made a mistake, so why should it be binding in an error? So that's what Herman Wouk told the students when he taught in Yeshiva 2 years. He told the students that that was the theme of his book, The Kame Yutni, that authority is binding even when it's an error. The pasuk goes on rabbinic authority, not all authority. He wrote about the mutiny on the boat, on the ship, the Kame Yutni. So the captain of the ship was wrong, but his authority is binding even though he was in the wrong. They shouldn't have made a mutiny against him. That's what he said. He wrote the book. It was based on the Rashi al Atar, that authority is binding even when it's an error. You have to listen. So the Pashtus says that that's not pshat, because the Ramban Sefer HaMitzvah points out that the opening Mishnah in Horius says the Farish, if the Bez Nagoro made a mistake, all 71 members of Bez Nagoro made a mistake, and they paskin that something is mutter, and somebody knows that it's also, Balabas knows that they're wrong. So he's not allowed to listen to them. Authority is not binding when it's an error. So what does it mean? Ali Min Shu Smol, or Smol Shu Yamin? So the Ramban has different mafarshim, have different suggestions. So Rabbi Chana Vassaman says, no, it means like this, the Bez Nagoro will tell you. In the Chumash it says, when Rosh Hashanah falls out on Shabbos, he's supposed to blow shofar. And we tell you not to listen to the Chumash, or Yamin Shu Smol. Not that they made a mistake, they didn't make a mistake. They said, despite the fact that there's a mitzvah in the Torah to blow shofar, even if Rosh Hashanah falls out on Shabbos, mid the Rabban, we don't allow you to do it. That's Yeshkech Berach HaChomim. Not only to make exerish matemis mishmarti, they have a right to be oiker a mitzvah, provided that it's b'shei b'altase. They don't have the authority to be oiker b'kum li'asei, to allow people to do an avera, but to tell people don't fulfill a mitzvah. Don't put on tzitzis on a beggar on a four-corner garment, beggar shel pishto. And then a gersh and his gar in their pesach, they say to takana, agzer the rabban, don't bring the korban pesach today, bring up pesach sheni. More gives the whole explanation why. That's Yeshkach Lakar, Yeshkach Yechachamim, to make Exer the Rabbanon, Afila Bakiras Dov Menater, to be Yoker fulfilling a mitzvah. See here. This is Akiras Dov Menater. Menater, the coin is Bukhayt to Duchen, even if he has Mum in the part of Yoram Rab. Balmum does Duchen. But they made Exer the Rabbanon because they're concerned that someone may stare at the Mum that he has. Then the Mishnah says, not only if he has a mumra, Rabbi Yirai Meir, Abhi Shoy Yoritz do us this. Even if his hands are dyed from, let's say he's a painter, or he works with chemicals, and his fingers are full of paint, or his fingers full of ink, or full of some kind of a dye. So also it's going to draw us attention from the tzibur, so you shouldn't do them. Not only if Yesh Lamun is with Pani Yodam, but has something unusual. He has dye on his hand. He says, Kap Nesha, I'm his taklimbo. Because they're going to look, and what's so bad if they look? No, because they may look at his hands at the time that he's duchening, and their heretz dictates that that's not proper. So the Gemara says, what kind of mumim are you talking about, Tana? We have a brisa that it's a mumim sham, but the pan of Yodav uveraglov. The mumim that they made the Xera, not another mumim, pan of Yodav uveraglov. Amr Abshif Malevi,
Yoda Bar Konios, also the Yisus Kapo. It's not really a mum. A mum would be if he only has four fingers instead of five. The terrorists cut off one of his fingers, like they cut off this Kayan's ear. Cut off the whole ear, so they're crazy, they cut off fingers. So that's so not only if he has mum, but the Yoda Bar Konios. Bar Konios means patches of raw skin. It doesn't look the normal color. The face doesn't look normal. The hands don't look normal. It's also like mumim, it's part of Yod of a Raglov. Barakonios also shouldn't do it. Tanya Rameochet Bryce says, Barakonios, he says, Akumas. Let's say the fingers are crooked or the hands are out of shape. Also, that's like mumim, it's part of Yod of a Raglov. Barakonios, Akushas. He says kapo. Also because it'll evoke the public will be curious and they'll start staring at his hands. Ravasi makes a statement. Chayfani, the balabatim who come from Haifa, ubayshani, people who come from Dechan, he says kapo, they shouldn't duchen. Because they don't pronounce the words properly. They don't pronounce Hebrew properly. Loisa's kapo. Danam yochri, emaridin lefnea teva. You shouldn't have it about fila loyanche beit sham, that's beit shani, loyanche beis chayfa, loyanche tivoinen, from certain cities, mefnei, shukam la'alfen einen, lion and alfen, because they don't pronounce the Hebrew words properly. And siyas kapaim has to be dafke. The Mishnah in Elu Dvarim, the second half of Saita, starts on Daf Chavtesa, so Daf Lamin. So it lists off all the mitzvahs of Amir that have to be fulfilled in the original Hebrew, and which mitzvahs of Amir can be fulfilled in translation. So the Gemara says over there, a person that doesn't pronounce the Hebrew language properly should not be the Baal Tefila, shouldn't allow him to be the Baal Tefila. And you shouldn't duchen either. Because they mispronounce the words. Yeah, here the Shulchan Aruch says that Rabbi Yosef Karo in the Keset Mishnah raises a question on the side of the Rama. He raises a question that Bizman is there, the meaning is that the Kohanim cover their hands with the talis, cover their hands and their face so you can't see. If they have mumim, but Panav Yodav Raglav, you won't be able to see anything. Even if he's walking up, let's say, he's missing both legs, and he's walking up with crutches, and he has wooden legs or metal legs or something, and you can see that, but that's not a problem to see that. Staring at the legs will cause the public to stare at his hands, and that's not what's well, not proper. But Bizmana said they always cover over the hands. So that's why Yosef Kar raised the question, does this din still apply to Bizmana said? So the Keset Mishnah writes, he's not sure. By the time he wrote to Shulchan Aruch years later, so then he writes that the din doesn't apply. He took a whole Mishnah and he erases it. It doesn't apply to Bizman Hazeh because all the Kohanim all over the world adopted this new binik that they cover over there, so it's not shaykh to look at his hands. So that's what that's a question. We usually have a rule, Tovish Mimin Yitzchak Miyanach Anatir, whenever there's a Gzeira Derabon that was made for a specific reason, even if you live in a generation where the reason doesn't apply, the Gzera de Rabbanu still applies, unless you have a Moshe of Bezdin, Tzorach Min Yerach and Latir, unless you have another Yeshiva's Bezdin, who will revoke, who will cancel the original Gzera de Rabbanu. But how did Rabbi Yosef Karo say that it falls apart by itself, since the reason for the Gzera doesn't apply? Gzera falls apart by itself. So that's what we said over a beautiful explanation. Maybe we'll start with that next week. We'll start with the beautiful explanation of the Mishkanes Yankev. He has a true in his second sefer in Koheles Yankev. Mishkanes Yankev is Chulis on Abrachalk and Shulchan Aruch, and the Koheles Yankev has a few additional chuvas. So one of them was a chuva on a big issue of Hasogas Gvul. I'm printing the shas. Maybe we'll start with that next week. In Parshas B'Shalach, the Torah had this week is Shavashira, Parshas B'Shalach. So the Torah speaks about the mon that came down
One came down 6 days a week, and there, if Shabbos, a double portion came down. So Moshe Ben explained that the Lechem Mishnah is because Shabbos, Hayom Nasim Tzehu Basodah, the man is not going to fall down on Shabbos. A double portion will fall down on Erev Shabbos. So we eat Lechem Mishnah on Shabbos is a Zecha Leman. We want to remind ourselves of this ness that the man came down, and we have Lechem. We have Lechem Mishnah in each meal. We have three suddas because the word Hayom appears three times in the pasuk. Echlu Hayom, you should eat the man today. Kishabbos Hayom, L'shem Hayom, L'ansim Tzavu Basodeh. The Gemara says the fact that the word Hayom appears three times is the reason why the Chachamim introduced that you should have three suddas on Shabbos. Because it says three times Hayom. Poshim Shad's only on Asmachtam and the Rabbanim. There is a minority opinion that Shalashudis is a din deraisan Shabbos, but the Pashtus is that it's only an Asmachtam and the Rabbanim. So there's a machlekes, the Ran and the Rabbeinu Tam. They both say the same thing, Allah HaMaisa, that women are mechuyim in Lechem Mishneh and in Shalashudis, despite the fact that it should have been labeled the mitzvah says the Shazman Grama. And the Tesis on the bottom of Amud Aleph here, in Megillah, because the Dalman of Tesis said that women are potter even from mitzvah says my grammar on the level of on mitzvah the Rabbanan also. That's a machlag is Rashi and Tesis and Brochas and Daf Kofim Abay. So Rashi holds that the exemption from mitzvah says my grammar only applies to mitzvah deraisa. There is no such exemption on mitzvah the Rabbanan. Tesis argues with Rashi. The Gemara came up with a new reason. Women are mechuyev and mikra Megillah, despite the fact that it says man grom, because often have yes on this. Same thing, women are mechuyev in Haseba, and in Arba Kosis, and in Ner Chanukah, for the same reason, often have yes on this. So you see, if not for the fact, women would have been potter, even though it's only a mitzvah the Rabbanim. So that's the machleg Zerash in Tosis. When we say women are exempt from it says man grom, Rashi holds it's only on mitzvahs deraisa, it doesn't apply to mitzvahs rabbanan. And Tyson says it's against the Gemara. The Gemara had to come up with a newfangled reason. The women are mechayiv in the Haseba and the Arbakosis and so on. But otherwise, my grandma, the women would be potter even on the level of a mitzvah the rabbanan also. So there's machlekes, the Rabbein and Tam and the Ran. They both say halacha ma'aseh, the same thing. Women are mechayiv in shalosh shudos. And that women are mechuyev in Lechem Mishneh, even though these two should have been mitzvahs as Shazman Grama. There are exceptions. They are exceptions to the rule. So Rabbeinu Tam gives one reason why they're exceptions to the rule, and the Ran gives a totally different reason. So Rabbi Shlomo Kluger has a tshuva where he wants to defend Shlomo Kluger living in Galicia, and the practice by the Galiciana women. They're always in the kitchen when the husband is saying Hamoitzi, so they don't hear Hamoitzi on Lechem Mishneh. They come and the husband already cut up the whole challah, then they say they're Ron Hamoitzi, so they're not here to say Lechem Mishneh. And a lot of times the women don't listen to, they don't have Shalosh Shudos either. So are you talking, what's going on? So Rabbi Shlomo Kluger has a tshuva, so he says Rabbeinu Tam and the Ron disagreed, what's the reason why women are mechuyev in Lechem Mishneh and Shalosh Shudos. So Rabbeinu Tam holds the Ran is wrong, and the Ran holds Rabbeinu Tam is wrong. So each one disagrees with the other one, so you're left with nothing. So you're left with the women are not mechuyev in Lechem Mishneh, women are not mechuyev in Shalosh Shudos. So Chacham Avadya Tainis, what did he do over here? He waved the magic wand, and he did away with the whole din that women are mechuyev in Lechem Mishneh and Shalosh Shudos. Rabbeinu Tam and the Ran both said the same thing, Allah HaMaisa, women are mechuyev. Women are mechuyev in Lechem Mishneh and Shalosh Shudos. Each one gave a different explanation, but bottom line, Allah HaMaisa, they agreed that the women are mechuyev. So how can Rabbi Shlomo Kluger wave a magic wand and says Rabbeinu Tam doesn't agree with the Ran doesn't agree with Rabbeinu Tam, so you're left with nothing? No, you're not left with nothing. You're left with women are mechuyev in Shalosh Shudos and Lechem Mishneh. It's not really right. We don't understand why on Yom Tov you also need Lechem Mishneh, but we don't have Shalosh Shudos. Why not? So they say that's enough in a Yerushalmi. In Shulchan Aruch it says it's a Yerushalmi, the Bi'ur HaGra points out, it's a Yerushalmi, that there's no Chiyuv Shalosh Shudos on Yom Tov. So how come there is a chiv of lecha mishnah? It's all based on the same zecha laman. That you should have lecha mishnah to have suda shlishes. So the sudas is all based on the nes of the month. So why shouldn't it apply, both of them should apply equally to Shabbos and to Yontif? Why are we machmer on lecha mishnah on Yontif and we're not machmer on suda shlishes on Yontif? Why not? The peladig is that. Okay, so maybe we'll learn really better. Next, we'll try next week. We should start from this Mishkan HaSeikev. Mishkan HaSeikev gives a cloud. Sometimes you have a mitzvah mid the Rabbanon, a gzera the Rabbanon that was instituted for a certain reason. If you live in a generation where the reason doesn't apply, the whole gzera falls apart on its own, and you don't need a bez nachal hatiro. Why are these examples of that then? So Billy Netter, he has a very short tshuva. We say it over a lot, so we'll say it over again. We'll leave that in next week. Okay. Should all be healthy. Everyone should be healthy.
Rabbi Shechter White.
I'm scared.
I walk Shabbatrani by your bas mitzvah.
I don't know. You probably should. I don't know. Most people don't say B'Shem Malchus. Even by boy, even though the Vilna Goyen was the one who was so makpin not to say no, and the Yoif Koyach shouldn't say any brachas that don't exist in a Gemara. Post after the Anshe Knesset Agdoila, also the top of the Shochel Shalmakam. And nonetheless, the Gros says, Baruch Shepetrani is Medina de Gemara, because it appears in the Bereshit Rabbah. Bereshit Rabbah is when the days of the Amorim. It's not post Talmudic. Yeah. So why should it be said by a girl also? But the common meaning is not like the Gros. Common meaning is you say Baruch Shepetrani without Shem and Balcha. So just a meaning. So the meaning, they never said it by a girl? I don't know. By boy, the boy gets an aliyah and he puts on tefillin, so it's noticeable. The girl, nothing is noticeable. Nothing changed. She's been observing mitzvahs for a long time already. He's also been observing mitzvahs, but now he puts on tefillin. By many Sephardim, they put on tefillin starting from the age of 8. But Ashkenazim don't have that practice. It's noticeable when it becomes by mitzvah that there's a change. So it's a meaning, we treat it like a meaning. Said Baruch Shabbatrani. A girl, you don't notice anything different. A girl has been observing mitzvahs for a long time already.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Very good. You should all be healthy.
Shakara, thank you. Glad you're feeling better.
Baruch Hashem Alat. At least I can talk. Yeah. I can breathe.